Howdy, folks. This is the radio chef. Hold everything for a minute. I'm going to dish you out a little home-cooked ditty that gives you a taste of before and after marriage. Wait till I warm up this little old frying pan. You hear it sizzling, don't you? By the way, this is all about my boyfriend, Sam. Before he was married, he was a dude. But now he's subdued. What I mean. So let's get at the reading matter here. He used to take his girl to dine in restaurants built for style. He ordered lobster, ordered wine, and he sat there with a smile. But he don't act the same way now. He don't act the same way now. Since that day he took the marriage vow, oh, he don't act the same way now. Now he says go easy when the main you comes in sight. And don't get too darn fancy, watch the numbers at the right. You know what those numbers mean, too, don't you? The price of things. Before marriage, he had no buttons on his shirt. Now after marriage, he has no shirt. Here's the next little spasm. A motor ride at night they'd steal, and what a thrill they got. With one hand on the steering wheel, while the other hand was not. They don't act same way now, don't act same way now. Since that day they took the marriage vow, they don't act same way now. You can tell just how to feel and just what's on his mind. He's got both hands on the wheel while she rides in behind. One of those backseat drivers, you've heard of them. Before marriage he swore he wouldn't marry the best girl in the world. After marriage, he found out he hadn't. Yes, sir. Here come another little spasm coming at you. He used to send her flowers from the florist every day. Every time he sent his love, he'd send a fresh bouquet. But he don't act same way now. Don't act same way now. Since that day he took the marriage vow, oh, he don't act same way now. When she wants some flowers, she buys them now instead. And when he sees them in the house, he always asks who's dead. But as a mean gentleman, isn't it? Some gentlemen get that way, though. Not all of them. It is. She used to say that she would cook the way her mother could. He dreamed of all the dinners that were going to taste so good. But she don't talk the same way now. She can't talk the same way now. Since that day she took the marriage vow, oh, she don't talk same way now. She cooked a mess of biscuits, but the biscuits came to grief. He broke her heart, but he couldn't break those biscuits with his teeth. I know. That's food for thought. I told him he ought to buck up and show his wife who was boss. He said that wasn't necessary because she knew. So many of them do, too. Here's the last spell. They used to be so happy, people said a perfect match. Everyone agreed they both had made a lucky catch. But they don't talk same way now, don't talk same way now. Since that day they took the marriage vow, oh, they don't talk same way now. That marriage knot they call it, without a reason or with rhyme. Why do they call it that when it's a tangle every time? Or almost every time. That's that, folks. Goodbye. I'll see you subsequently.